I'm comedian Timmy Boyle, and this is the greatest live Instagram comedy experience that nobody knew about. March of 2020, I just arrived home from tour when COVID-19 shut down the world. So despite being severely technically challenged, I started a daily live Instagram show right here from my living room. Because how hard could it be? And how long could a pandemic last? Apparently longer than 5 months. So now, 100 episodes later, I've called comedians as diverse in experience as they are in style from all around the world to discuss comedy, life, and, well, whatever. I had no goals, which was a great idea. I avoided tech checks, which was a bad idea. And I eventually wore no pants. The jury's still out on that one. And my OJ, over 150 days, transformed from refreshing drink to rancid mystery liquid right before our eyes. It was a random, free-flowing, hilariously messy ride into the minds and backstage lives of entertainers where anything could happen, and did, including a trip to a goat farm. Overcoming a lack of direction, resources, and tech ineptness, as well as multiple zombie cyber attacks, a project not expected to last even a week soon developed into a must-watch show like no other. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself, right here, on another episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Is that it? Did we get it all? Awesome. So good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we are here at 7 p.m. on a day. 7 p.m. on a day here in quarantine. My name is Timmy Boyle. You are watching Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Hello to Crystal's Punny. Hello to my mom. My mom's here. Everybody be careful. Josh, when I bring you into the call here, just understand that my mother is watching, okay? Now, she doesn't, constantly kind of, you know, watch and talk every day on the phone. So this is her way to find out if I'm still alive and that I'm still behaving. So let's just kind of make this show nice and clean, okay? So anyways, my name is Timmy Boyle. Thank you for those who are tuning in here. It is a day in quarantine. This is episode 23, though. I went into quarantine right after a tour. We had just finished touring across Ontario, and the day after the final show, all events, whatever crap. Well, I guess you could have 50 people, which actually we could have done some of our shows on that tour with 50 people. That's a sad reality. But anyways, we lost the ability to perform. A lot of you are trying to find ways to fill your time. One of the ways that I'm doing it is by doing this show. So I just have this need. I've got this need to connect. You know what? I don't even say it's to connect with people because I actually don't like people. I mean, I that's why I live in Sterling. I mean, we have been perfecting social distancing for 150 years here. I haven't been around for all those 150 years. I will going forward for another 150 years. That's a lie too. I think I'm going to live to 140. Anyways, it doesn't really matter. The point is that, that's why I like being in this town. I like being in a town where I don't get a chance to see a lot of people. However, I do have a desire to make people laugh, to encourage people, to connect with other people in my industry. And this was a way to do that. So I don't have the perfect lighting. I don't have the perfect sound. I do have Alyssa Milano back there though, and the Hulkster and Batman and Yoda. And so I got everything I kind of need. But tonight, as we do every night at 7 p.m., it is a way to reach out to you, to bring comedians from all around North America at all stages of career. Some have been very new in the industry. Some have been around for a very long time. Each one of them has a unique story to tell. And this is an opportunity for me to bring them into my living room from their living room and then into your living room. And tonight we're going to talk about comedy. We're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about quarantine. And we're going to have an opportunity for you to see the offstage lives of both myself and Josh Novy, who will be joining us tonight. Last night, we had Mark Christopher Lawrence on. He was down at a storage unit. We've been in a goat farm. We've had a tour of Nashville. We never know what's about to happen on this show. But you guys all are in for a real treat tonight. So let's check if Josh Novy is here. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start off the show. Episode 23. Uh-oh, I think my phone is frozen. Wait, I think I'm good. 23, calling comedians in quarantine. Josh Novy is right there.
Yeah, we did it.
Josh, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How you doing, Timmy?
I'm doing good, man. I love how you said we did it. I like, let me know. I don't know how the technology works. Is this like a 50-50 thing? Did you play a role in this working?
What I did was I went into Instagram and I fixed the live stream. So I went in and I actually I did the programming thing. It was a big montage right before you came on. There was a countdown of oh, it's about to happen sort of thing. And then just as you did it, I was enter, explosions. It was great.
And so actually, this is all you at this point.
Yeah, really. It's like 98-2.
Okay, I can handle that. I mean, we've had some technical issues across this show. I'm not gonna lie, but I don't think anything's gonna go wrong with you tonight.
I hope not.
No, where are you sitting? By the way, you look like it looks like a weird place to have a big comfy chair, right?
I'll show you. So I'm in my living room. And I'll turn you around. So this is the door, TV, dogs.
Nice.
Do you see there's more dogs?
What's your dog's name?
That's Root Beer. We have Root Beer. This is the one on the couch. And then that's Maggie right there. And then Nutter Butter is around here somewhere. He's the tiny one.
Nutter Butter. Now I love Root Beer. I'm a cat person, not a dog person. Mm-hmm. So that's going to cause a little bit of a hindrance for our time together tonight.
It's fine. A Nutter Butter is kind of like a cat. So.
Okay. All right. And if you didn't have the dogs, you would probably be a cat person. Is that what I would understand from this conversation?
Probably not. If I didn't have the dogs, I'd probably be like a guinea pig person.
I thought everybody was being tiger people, by the way. The news circulating, I thought everybody was leaning tigers at this particular point.
That's what everybody says right now, but nobody remembers the first episode when the person got their arm ripped off by a tiger.
What?
Yeah, have you seen it yet?
No, because I didn't think I had to, because everybody's been posting it. I thought I've seen the entire series throughout memes and stories.
Oh, all you have to know is, one, everyone's terrible. There are no redeeming people in it whatsoever.
Yeah.
And you have to remember that there is a person there that lost their arm to a tiger attack, and then they decided to go back the next day and work with the tigers.
Right. Well, that was clearly a one-time incident. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Clearly it was like the tigers would never do that again. Why would they ever do that?
Well, it was probably an accident, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the entire series, but I'm sure that's how it plays out. They're probably very, very friendly creatures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they find out that tigers just want to be heard, and so they teach them how to do a lot of tiger poetry, and then it comes about that the tigers are very sensitive creatures.
Now, I taught myself to do poetry one day when I was sitting down trying to figure out what it is that I couldn't do, and that was finally, after weeks of thinking, that was something that I realized I hadn't done. Now, how quickly do you feel the tigers can pick up? Because I did it in an afternoon. Do you think I'm quicker or slower than a tiger? I didn't see the show, so I don't know.
No, I think you're. I think you're probably quicker than a tiger, because the tigers they're stuck on they're stuck on haikus at the moment. Stuck on the 5-7-5 thing, and they haven't figured out that things don't have to rhyme yet, and it's a whole thing.
Let me just do this for you here while we're on this topic, and then we'll move on to some other things. But speaking about haikus, can I read you a haiku that I wrote and I learned this in an afternoon? Can I read this and then you tell me what you think about it?
Oh yeah, I'm a world-renowned haiku leader.
Okay, that's what I had read on your bio, or maybe I read it on someone else's bio. But anyways, tonight we're gonna pretend. So this is called Hannah Montana's Hair. It's a haiku. Okay. You remember Hannah Montana? Hannah Montana, she has those flowing blonde locks. What? It's just a wig? Thank you. What are you, Mike, thoughts? Like,
oh, I mean the imagery is something like, I mean, that's like Robert Frost quality imagery, really. You know, the flowing locks, blonde wig. She might as well be in a snowstorm. Are you taking a fork in the road? We don't know.
Yeah. Did you see the twist at the end? Because she wasn't really who everyone thought she was.
Yeah.
And then it's like a big reveal.
She takes off the wig.
Yeah.
Tiger.
And I see that that's a show. You can have a show Friday. I don't want to be, I don't know who's watching right now, and I don't want to be like the spoiler alert person, but if you hadn't seen Hannah Montana, like that kind of blew the whole Hannah Montana thing, and I probably shouldn't have done it. There's probably some people that didn't weren't up to speed with that.
Yeah, which is it's a real shame, because I was actually about to watch Hannah Montana. I said, you know what, I'm a bit behind on my TV. I need to figure it out. So I was about to watch it. And
if you think about it, I mean, people have been binge watching a lot of stuff. And I have a personal challenge that was laid to me by Sean Reynolds. I don't know if you're familiar with Sean Reynolds.
Oh, I love Sean.
Yeah, he's been on me to watch Stranger Things, because I've never seen Stranger Things. So that is going to be my quarantine watching show. But I guess, I mean, ultimately, I mean, eventually, I mean, once you've watched The Tiger King, and you've binge watched, you know, Stranger Things and all those things. I mean, what are we left with? We're left with, what, Zach and Cody and Hannah Montana.
And Night Court.
Yeah, well, I don't want to put Night Court down in that sort of bottom.
It's the great Disney classics. Night Court, Hannah Montana.
What was that Zach and Cody? Do you have kids?
I have my fiance has kids, but here's the conundrum: is that I look this way. I don't watch a lot of TV.
Huh.
I know, right?
So wait, so what do you do then?
I spend my time doing projects or writing or, you know, trying to further my career, and it's not working very well. I collapsed the economy.
Well, you are on this show, and we currently have 7 people watching.
I know. We're crushing it.
So that's good. And one of them is my mom. So.
Oh, hi. Hi, Timmy's mom.
Yeah, her name's Janine. You can see her on the...
Hey, Janine.
Yeah, so everybody here can say hi to Janine. Listen, I'm a little curious, though, about something you just said there, because you very quickly were quick to say, you know, I know you would think I look this way because I watch TV, and I never connected short hair with TV watching.
Yeah, well, because a lot of people know that as the more you watch TV, the you have to like constantly shave your head. It's like a.
Now, are you having a problem? Like you look like it's an easy haircut. Like I'm starting to get a little bit concerned that the longer this thing goes. Like, I can't cut my hair on my own, and I'm a little bit concerned that if this goes the 400 days that I think it's going to go, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble in terms of just visually with my hair. How do you cut your hair? Does your fiance cut it? Do your dogs do
no,
it?
But we – so, like, this is actually pretty long for me. I know it sounds weird, but this is hippie. This is hippie-like for me.
It's starting to wing out in the back, I can see.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a whole – it's a whole thing. If I can grab it, and I don't like it. So I don't like it. I'm probably about 2 weeks away from shaving my head. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it looks good. Hey, I know you have a fiance, and that so this isn't meant to break up a relationship. But Crystal's Honey here is asking you a question. What is your favorite coronavirus pickup line? Now, again, I don't expect you to ever use this on anyone other than your fiance, which you've already picked up. But what would be your favorite coronavirus pickup line?
I probably something like, hey, baby, do you have double pneumonia? Because I'd like to put the nail in your coffin.
Oh, all right. So much innuendo in there.
That
I think I did tell you that my mom was watching. I mean,
I know,
maybe.
I'm that's why I kept it family friendly because I didn't want to insinuate anything bad.
Yeah, I think if I was to use a pickup line that was coronavirus based, I think it would just be, and if she was
Oh, that's
still
good.
interested, like that's a keeper at that point, right? Like I
That's a
don't
good
wanna,
one. Yeah.
yeah, like I don't wanna get into a relationship and then a day in I start coughing up coronavirus and then she's like, you didn't tell me about this ahead of, like, so I just like cough it up. And then, and right away, if she's like, "Hey, want to go out later?" Then it's good, right?
Oh yeah. This is what I would do. I can't wait for the new Hallmark movies to come out, and because you know there's going to be one where a couple meets and they have masks on and
Yes.
then they never take the masks off.
And then one of them does end up, even despite the mask, will contract the
They have
virus.
to, yeah.
And
And
then,
here's the twist though, is that the couple ends up being John Travolta and Nicolas Cage, and they call it Face Off.
I mean, is that really a twist? I mean, I think everyone would have seen that coming.
Yeah, it's true.
It's kind of a thing.
But what if they wear Hannah Montana wigs?
Look, okay, so at some point during this coronavirus thing, I think you and I should sit down and put together like a sitcom idea. Because I
Oh,
think
that's
we
a good
could have
idea.
some ideas together. Crystal's Punny says, hey, baby, I've got time. Wait a minute. I don't know if she's talking to you or me or if this is just a general statement, but hey, baby, I've got times. You've got corona. Oh, I've got limes. You've got corona. Let's find an Ebola and drink together.
Oh, like a bowl.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time that I sat down with somebody and shared a drink out of a bowl. But I see where she's going with this.
It.
I'm kind of against. I know she's well, my mom found that one funny, so that's good. Listen, I know I don't this isn't a knock against Crystal's punny, but I'm kind of thinking that the rule should be you can't use lime in the corona joke. It's almost
Oh yeah.
It's like a Trump joke. It's like you just like the going there is ways like it's too easy. I think you've got to find a way to not do the lime and still make a Corona joke.
This I have to do it.
The
You can't.
Ebola is an interesting twist, though. I
It's
didn't
a,
see that
that's a
one.
good twist. That's a great twist because, you know, they're both viruses and they both you know, scare white people. So
That's true. I don't, well, bowls do? Or you're talking about the other virus?
Yeah, the other but the viruses.
Okay. I think it scares everybody though.
Yeah, you know.
Are you scared? Like are you right now in your living room? We're assuming that you're not lying and that actually is your living room. We don't
This is
know.
actually I actually pay rent to be here.
Really? Okay. Now, here's an
Yeah.
interesting thing though. Okay, I'll tell you the story in a minute, but where are you quarantined right now? Where what city?
Oh, I'm in Phoenix.
Okay, Phoenix. So that's down in South Carolina. So there was something in Cincinnati. It was a real thing that apparently the cops have put out a bulletin saying, we will not respond to physical abuse if it doesn't result in injury, because they're trying to like, pick their spots. And they won't respond to breaking and entering. Like that to me seems like just an open, thing
Yeah.
to like people just break into
So
people's houses.
Cincinnati has just enacted the purge, is what they're saying.
Exactly. Right. And so that's why I wanted to make sure that like you weren't in Cincinnati, you had just gone into somebody's home.
Oh yeah, I don't know who lives here. This is not a clue. But
Those are
it's nice. It's a nice place. There's plants here.
those dogs are not very good guard dogs, I'll tell you that right
Oh,
away.
they're terrible guard dogs.
And the fact that you came up with three very cute names for
Yeah.
dogs you didn't know was fascinating.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been doing improv for a long time, so when I break and enter in somebody's house, I like to, you know, mix things up a bit, talk with their dogs and, you know, come up with scenarios.
Now, do you really do improv? Like, is that part of your comedy, or that was your comedy
Oh yeah,
background?
that was I of course, you know how improv is. It doesn't pay the bills. Also, neither does stand up right now. But
Yep.
it used to.
You know where the money is? Instagram live shows.
Yeah. This
Yep.
is, I mean, I can see the money pouring in right now. I can
Yep.
literally see like the Bitcoin after Bitcoin getting thrown at you.
I wish everybody who came on and like I think there's stuff out there that can do it. I just not I technology wise I don't know, but I wish every time somebody put like a happy face, like three happy face cry faces to come up, like that should be like a $10 donation. Like if we made you
That's a great,
laugh, just like people buy
yeah.
tickets to shows, but I don't know how to monetize this yet. So I need to find a way to do that because right now I probably have, I don't know, 2 months remaining before I have to give up everything I own and maybe come stay down in the house that you've broken into.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Well, not this one. We'll get a better one. We're gonna break into a much better house than
Believe
this.
me, we're gonna need a way bigger one because within about 2 months there's gonna be a lot of comics looking for places to stay.
I know.
Right?
That's I'm looking at work. I might have to get a job. I don't know. Ugh.
Oh man, well, who was Leland Claussen was on the show a little while ago, and I said that he was kind of re he was responsible for getting me into stand-up comedy like 12 years ago, and he gave me that opportunity. And Leland immediately went dark and took it the negative side, and he says, "Oh, so basically I'm the one who made you unemployed now." So I was like, "I guess so, because I might have had a stable job if Leland hadn't allowed me to do
Yeah.
stand up. So anyway, but tell me, so let's talk a little bit about comedy. We've been talking about life in quarantine right now, but let's talk about comedy. Why did you get into comedy? How did you get into comedy, and what are you working on right now?
So I got into comedy when I was a soldier in the army, and I was a medic in Iraq.
Wait,
And I
like a
found
real so like you were like a combat soldier?
Like a couple 100 pounds ago, I was like actually, physically fit and stuff. And
Wow.
then so I was in Iraq, and I found out that I had this knack for making people laugh after really tough days.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what started my little journey. And then after I got out of the army, and I started doing open mics, and that was about t 10 years ago, and then about 5 years ago, I went full time into comedy.
Did you do open mics like while you were in the army, like out in Iraq? Did you sit there and get the
Yeah.
people together and say, "Hey, I'm going to tell you some jokes"?
It was way less informal than that. We would just be sitting around like the smoke pit or something like that after, and it'd be like we'd have super long days or really tough days, really bad days. And then I would just sit there and joke with the guys. I'd like make fun of people and do things, and then that was my little audience. And then enough people, encouraged me that during my time in the army that I should pursue it out. Like when I got out, that I started to believe them, and then I did.
And you don't think they were just kind of pulling your leg there?
Well, I mean, 10 years later, I either they were right, or I'm too stupid to quit.
I think there's a lot of us in the industry that are too stupid to quit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it's a good. Hey, so number one, that's awesome that you served, and I know there's already so many legit thank you for your service. God bless. That's from Chris Lapunny, and I'm sure there's many who are very thankful that you did that. How does that then compare? I mean, the reality is that we've got this virus going around, and we're quarantined, and we're in our homes, and people are like, "Oh, I can't find toilet paper." Being in Iraq, I mean, that's big time kind of bad day happening there. Like how what do you, like is it just my perception, or like is somebody who has served in Iraq in a war, when someone complains that they can't get toilet paper today. Does it bother you?
No, you know what? Actually, it doesn't bother me because, and our service men and women understand, like sometimes when you're somewhere, you're stuck in one place for a long period of time. You have no access to outside entertainment, and your supply trucks only come once in a great while. So, you just sort of live, you figure out how to live with what you have. And you deal with it. And I think that a lot of people are starting to realize, like, oh yeah, this is how a lot of the world lives. Not just because, like, you're in Canada, but I'm in America, but we're so used to having a constant supply of goods brought to our door that the idea that if we don't get a candle by tomorrow, then our world has imploded. And now people are like, oh, well, but now what if they don't have toilet paper? Well, then you don't have toilet paper. You live, you figure it out.
Well, I think that's the big thing right now. Everybody, I think, is not just having to adapt, but learning to adapt. I think that at the very least, when we come out of this thing, however long it takes, people will have discovered, whether they wanted to or not, they're going to discover that they could live on way less than they thought, and that the people in their lives was more important than they thought, and the jobs that they had, maybe they shouldn't take them for granted anymore. Like there's going to be life change, positive life change that is going to come from this.
I can't wait. My favorite thing about with my fiance's kids is that they have all learned finally what boredom is. Because before they're like, oh, I'm so bored. And you're like, you're not bored.
Now you're bored.
Now you're bored.
That's such a good point. Hey, just as a reminder, those that are tuning in, thank you for tuning in right now. My name's Timmy Boyle up on top. Josh Novi is down below there, unless your phone is upside down, or your laptop is upside down, or maybe even your desktop. That would be super weird, and I don't even know how it would get into
Or if
that
they're
place.
in Australia. What if they're in Australia and they're looking and it's, who
That's a
knows?
good. That is a good point, because I know for a fact that somebody earlier in this chat here was living in Australia. I don't know if they're still watching right now, but very, very well done to throw that out there and connect our discussion with those that are in the chat here. So you have a special, I believe it's called Fat Veteran. Is that right? Is
Yeah,
that the Amazon Prime?
I have I have two comedy specials. One on Amazon Prime called Fat Veteran. And you can watch that if you have Amazon Prime in the US, the UK, Canada. And then I have a brand new one out on Dry Bar Comedy called Tickling Grizzlies.
Oh, now
And
the first one, obviously, connected, your trip to Iraq. Have you ever tickled grizzlies? Like, is that a true
oh,
story?
it's I haven't, but I have a joke in there about how I want to, and it's a tr oh, I would love, that's like my dream, is to be able to like to tickle a grizzly bear, and I don't even care if I live to tell about it. I just want to tickle a grizzly bear.
So do you think that one day there could be another special out there called The Grizzly King, and like you would be kind of the person, Oh, how did Josh lose his arm? Hey, the grizzly, I was tickling him. It just got a little
I
bit out
did
of
it, yeah.
hand. He's not going to do it again.
It's just me in a picture going, I did it. I did it, guys. Yeah, it's me. I did it.
Now you're gonna have to do some work though, like aesthetically, because that Tiger King guy, everything about him is super cool. Like that is an ensemble. That's amazing. Timmy,
I wish, Timmy, do you
somebody
have a
has
grizzly
a
suit?
grizzly suit. I do not have a grizzly suit, but I do have a really tight pair of shorts.
Oh yeah, it's close.
I mean, what do grizzlies don't even wear shorts. So technically, okay, how about this then? If I don't wear the shorts, like right now I'm not wearing pants. I don't know if you're wearing pants. I don't know if you if that's how you
I'm not
chose
even
to.
wearing clothes. I had this is tattooed to my body. I tattooed a shirt
That is a sweet tattoo, man.
Yeah, it's very intricate.
I love the fold that the guy did
Yeah,
on the
that's how it
sleeve.
is. And I even stretched out my skin specifically so I could do this. That's
Oh,
skin, baby.
that is yeah. I mean, that what do you have to like, what kind of diet do you have to loosen the skin like that?
Oh, there's no diet, but a lot of balloons. You put a lot of balloons in the skin and then you blow them up.
Oh, like a drug trafficker.
Like a, yeah, much like it's like a drug trafficker, except you're just importing air.
Right, so you're just taking the balloons, blowing them up, inserting them, and then ultimately you can have a body tattoo that looks like a shirt. That's super cool. This is like, okay, so this is the thing. On this show, on Calling Comedians in Quarantine, we don't know what's going to happen. And
Yeah,
tonight
I
you
don't
just
know.
got a light hashtag, wait, ha hashtag, I was trying to do it with two fingers,
Thesis.
but that's a quote.
Is it this one?
Hashtag life hacks. Yeah, that's right. Ha life hacks by Josh Novy.
Yeah.
How to get really flabby skin to do a tattoo. That's cool. You got the two specials out there. Who as a comic inspired you? What do you like to watch? Do you watch other comics specials? Do you just watch sitcoms? Do you watch just Tiger King? Like, how do you what do you enjoy in entertaining yourself with?
Yeah. I've only ever watched Tiger King. That's the only thing I've ever seen in my entire life. So,
So prior to that, you've just
never seen, I've never seen anything before that. And so when it came out, it was very interesting. I was like, how are these people on my wall? And I got very scared about that. So
So you were before you went into the army, which
I
is
was
super
Amish.
weird. You like because usually the Amish are anti-war. So being Amish and going into the war in Iraq, that must have been difficult in and of itself, and then coming out and then
Oh yeah.
not watching
Well,
it.
because it was the most difficult part about being Amish in Iraq was raising barns, because they didn't really care about putting a barn up in the
And all
middle of
that work,
Baghdad.
like you could spend days putting that thing up, and then boom, gone.
Yeah, just blows it up for no reason. What do you blow?
Oh man, I think there needs to be a show because every story you're telling me. I mean, here's the thing: as comedians, I don't know if you do the same thing. Every story I tell is 100% true with huge embellishments in the middle, and
Oh yeah,
everything. Right, everything you've been saying so far is, I know, like bits of factual, but what a fascinating show! Like the Amish guy goes into the Iraq War, raises barns, like tickles grizzlies. I mean, that is made for TV type of stuff.
Oh yeah, that's Hallmark. That's a Lifetime movie right there.
Man. So if you were going to watch somebody's special, is there a comedian out there right now that you're like, that's a guy I would watch his special?
Oh yeah. If I had favorite comedians, there would probably be I'd probably be Jim Gaffigan is one of my favorites. I personally think John Mulaney is the best writer of our generation, at least. I think his writing is far above anybody else in our right now. Sebastian Maniscalco is great. I love, he's one of my favorites. And
He's one of my favorite comics.
but then there's people that maybe these people don't know about, like Dustin Nickerson. I love Dustin Nickerson. He's one of my favorites. Johnny W, Sean Reynolds, Ed Wylie is absolutely hysterical. I love him so much. And there's so many guys that inspire me that aren't as well known. Except for Ed Wylie. Ed Wylie is definitely the most famous person I know. But
Ed Wylie took us on a tour of his goat farm, but then the Wi-Fi didn't reach that far. So right now we're working on getting him to put a router right in the middle of the goats, so that the next time he comes on the show, we can get right into the goat thing. So we've got to do some
oh,
rewiring.
okay. He can do that. Ed can do anything.
Didn't do anything. He's in the middle of nowhere. Hey,
Yeah.
we're gonna that's the bell, so we're gonna be wrapping this thing
Oh.
up.
All right.
I don't like to keep anybody like super long because I know we're all super busy in the quarantine here.
Oh yeah, I have so many things I need to accomplish. Actually, so I tell you what I'm working on right now. It's coming. I'm working on it, and I might put out some snippets here soon. I'm working on my new book, called Memoirs of a Fat Soldier, and I'm just writing funny stories about me during my time in the army, and it's gonna be hopefully it's gonna be fun. It might be a little bit sad sometimes, but it should be overall it should be words on a page.
Okay. Well, that's all we can ask for from a book, I would imagine. Like at the bare
Mm-hmm.
minimum, right?
Yeah.
Like you need to have the words. That doesn't make a well, I guess there are picture books. That's true. I mean, my book has words and pictures. So I guess.
I guess I could make a pop-up book about Iraq where it's just
Oh,
explosions.
yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Have you
Where you're
thought
like,
about that?
oh, what's this about? Just
The ideas are all over the place. Hey,
Yeah.
So, where can people find you and all of this stuff? Where how what's the best way for people to do that?
You can find me at Josh Novi on all of the platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and I have a TikTok. I don't know how to use it yet. So, but all those things at
Josh
Josh
Novi.
Novi, my website joshnovi.com, and then again, you can watch my Amazon special Fat Veteran on Amazon Prime, or you can watch my dry bar comedy special Tickling Grizzlies. You can watch them both for free if you want to. You know, there's no pressure. You can write your congressman about me, and yeah, talk to people about me all you want to. That's all I ask.
I would like just before we go here, a little bit of advice from a veteran. I've been up here right now trying to do my best to get the word out about how to handle the zombies. I don't know if you've got a zombies showing up down in the middle of your pandemic, where you are, but they're up here and they're hidden. Well, I mean, they're good at what they do, man. This guy's also
Oh,
just
bro.
has children and elderly ladies, and you're just like, I'm not falling for this. Like I know, right? So I always go the other direction, but I've been trying to tell people that really ultimately you need to stay low because they're not flexible. You need to look them straight in the eye because they are a little bit shy and they get a little bit thrown off by that, and they're afraid of brushes. And so if you've got a broom, that ultimately is it. But I just want people to be protecting their brain. Like their brain is for thinking, not for eating. And so I've been telling people just firmly say no to zombies. But say there's a zombie out there that like, you know what? I'm not shy, and I'm actually more flexible than you think. And brooms and brushes don't freak me out, and I'm gonna keep coming. As a veteran, in all the training you got, what is the one move that everybody needs to kind of know about that would be able to fight off a zombie if that ever happened?
There's only one proven method of killing a zombie. And the shows they have it all wrong about destroying the brain and all the stuff like that. It is the crane kick from The Karate Kid. That's the only proven method, and it has to be performed. You have to go all both you know both arms up, leg up, and you have to do a crane kick, and you have to have somebody yelling "sweep the leg" behind you while you do it. It's a thing.
Okay, so you de so you so okay, so that's a hint as well. Then not always approaches and never go by yourself because then you
Oh,
don't
never.
have.
You have to always have a battle buddy. You can never go alone.
What if the
And if you have,
zombie, what if the zombie yelled out, "Sweep the leg"?
if the
Maybe
zombie
it'd be
yells at "sweep the leg,"
counterproductive, but.
yeah, that means it's not a zombie. That's just a guy that isn't cool enough to have friends, and so they just follow zombies around.
Just kind of a slow dude.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's a fairly slow.
Okay, so when you were in the army, is that like the main move? Like they show you how to work a gun and do the Karate Kid kick?
Oh, but there's no guns in the army. It's
Well,
just
right.
the, it's just the,
Yeah,
just
because
the,
you're Amish. I forgot.
yeah,
You don't know about that
yeah.
anyways.
It's just
Okay.
the, it's just the crane kick. That's it. Yeah. Basic training was very odd.
Yeah, no doubt. How high can you kick Can you kick some like a 6 foot person in the nose? Like how good is your karate kick?
Well, not, I'm not as flexible anymore. So now I kind of aim for the knee, and then just kind of, it's kind of like, you know those four-legged things in Star Wars, where you have to like wrap the thing around and to bring him down.
Yeah.
That's my move, is I bring you down with the knee, and then I crane kick you with my other foot.
People are so unaware of how fragile the knee is. Like everybody's talks about, there's a gentleman probably watching right now named Roy, and he's like a 27 degree black belt, whatever it is. And he challenged me in his dojo once, and it didn't go well for Roy. I mean, I know, he'd like to tell you differently, but he talked about like going throat and all these things. But I think if you go at the knee, it's pretty much a
Oh,
victory
yeah,
guaranteed.
you can't. Because, yeah, you can't, people, you can go for the throat, but you know what's going to happen? They're going to clutch their throat. And,
And still be able to run, still be
yeah,
able to
because they can
lift.
still run. You take out the knee, they can't run. And then all of a sudden,
That's right.
crane kick, crane kick, crane kick.
Yeah.
Done.
Man. When this so once we close off here, I'll need to connect with you again sometime in the near future just to go over just some of the tips that you've
Yeah.
shared tonight.
Survival tips, and yeah, absolutely.
And if we come out of this alive, I hope maybe we'll get you up here on the circuit tour. That would be kind of cool. We'd like to have you up here
I would
again.
love that.
That would be awesome. It's not as cool. Like there's no, we don't even have grizzlies up here, but we have polar bears. I don't know if you still have the desire to tickle a polar bear.
You know what? I have a desire to tickle a polar bear, but that's not my main goal in life. But it's always, you always have to be willing to take what you can get.
You need to have a plan B and a C, right? Like they
Yeah.
say, like you go shoot for the moon, or no, shoot for the stars and you might get the moon. Now that only works, of course, if you believe that the moon and the stars are actually far away and they're not just locked in the dome.
No, I would say shoot for the moon, because you let them know that you're onto them, and then.
Right. So you're shooting for grizzlies, but polar bear, panda bear,
Yeah,
koala,
yeah,
whatever it is
yeah. And
that
just
they
keep going
want.
down. So far, like in the hierarchy of the bears, I am down to yellow Labrador Retriever is the highest I've gotten in the hierarchy of bears.
Cool. Well, if you ever get a chance to tickle a grizzly, make sure that goes up on Instagram. I'd like to see
Oh,
that.
you never. Yeah, it'd be the best and the last thing I ever put up.
You're assuming it's gonna end poorly?
Oh, I assume it's gonna. I assume it's gonna end very poorly, but will it be
But
worth it?
here's the thing, though. The true path to fame is dying early in a horrible accident. So I mean, everybody will know Josh Novy after that video. You might not
That's
be here to see
true.
it, but
Oh no,
man.
but there's gonna be a ruckus documentary made about my life on Netflix for the next virus outbreak.
That's cool. Josh, I want to thank you for spending time with us today. And one of my goals here is to have no goals. And we
Oh,
accomplished
that's a good
that
goal.
tonight. We
We
put down a goal.
accomplished nothing. And
Oh,
I thank you so much for that.
Illuminati. Got it.
Oh,
The eye up. You got to put the eye in the middle.
sorry.
That's the Illuminati. I've been trying so hard to get into the Illuminati. Like, you can't, they do not answer their phones. Like, I have left message after message after message. And, but now knowing that you and I have that connection, maybe you
Now
can.
we have the connection. Do you think they have a landline?
Oh, yeah. No doubt they do. They don't. They there's not a There's not a chance they're using like the cell phones. They know the damage 5G can do. They're going
Yeah.
landline. They're going landline all the way. Plus, they know that once this world collapses, which is what they're planning, we're all going to be stuck on our cell phones being tracked. And the Illuminati are like, no, we're going to have landlines that aren't going to go down when everything goes down,
Yeah.
and nobody can track us. So it's brilliant. That's why you want to be in that group. And if apart aside from being in that group, I just want to start my own cult when this thing ends too. So
Oh yeah, I'll join. I'm in.
excellent. Okay, we'll talk. Josh,
Okay.
thanks so much for joining me, man. And we'll be in touch. And until then, just stay safe and keep on plugging away, my friend. And we'll see you soon.
All right. Hey, Timmy, thank you so much for having me. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, take care. Ladies. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Calling Comedians Into Quarantine. Please take a moment to like, share, subscribe, and ring the little bell so you and your friends don't miss any of the laughs. Episodes will be uploaded here at Timmy's Shorts daily until I run out. And be sure to check out the description below for links to connect with myself or my guests on social media, support us by buying merchandise, and also download the podcast version of this show. Until next time, remember, your brain, it's for thinking, not for eating. So just say no to zombies. My name's Timmy Boyle.